Hello and welcome for another episode Flood Protection Secrets. Yeah, today while I'm recording it, I'm sitting in Dubai and yeah, I watch the beautiful Dubai Creek by night and yeah, I'm in front at the horizon, or not at the horizon, it's only 1 kilometer away. I can see the Burj Khalifa, and Dubai by night looks really beautiful, especially all these illuminated ships, boats where you can have a river cruise and river ride and yeah, eat, drink, dance. It's quite interesting and very beautiful. Unfortunately, I cannot transfer the images in this podcast, but I want to tell you a little bit about the flooding situation, because climate change really has worsened and is getting worse, what I always said. And, you know, recently we have seen a lot of flooding in Sumatra, one of the main isles in Indonesia, with many dead people, and yeah, it's always very, very critical, because most of the time it hits the poor people who cannot simply run away, who cannot improve the quality of their houses, but very often also the rich are affected and their cars are floating away and are damaged and cannot be used anymore. And then another example is, that was, I think, from last week, in Kenya, hundreds of schools were closed, not due to the heat, like what happened in Thailand and in the Philippines before. Now, no, because of flooding. And 2,000 schools cannot operate and cannot be opened again because they were flooded. And that is the biggest problem. Very often that it takes too long to renovate and to yeah, that the children can the pupils can go back to school. So I always say, no, look, protect the critical infrastructure, and the critical infrastructure for a country is definitely also, or are, the schools and universities. And don't spend your hard-earned budget, your hard-earned money. At the end, the money is coming from the taxpayers, so from all of us, for renovation and replacement purchases. That doesn't make any sense. Isn't it better to improve the schools, the inventory, and invest in better, yeah, better inventory, better schools, better equipment, better teachers, than to invest it in the same what was at school, in the school before, and what has been, what was destroyed, and then you wait for the next flood and it will be destroyed again. So you can never improve your education system. That is really, 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 yeah, sad to see. And in April, they said in Germany, that was the 11th month with record temperatures, worldwide. Sorry, it was not only in Germany, and they count since 1850, and so the temperature has been up by 1.58 degrees Celsius, and the global average temperature was at 15 degrees, and in Europe it was the second hottest summer. A second hottest month ever in Europe. So you can see there are a lot of messages from around the world. Another one, Kenya, I mentioned already before, that is already since a long time that these schools are closed. And even Hong Kong has seen the warmest April. Of course, if the whole world has seen the warmest April since ever, then Hong Kong most probably is not an exception. And they calculate and compare the weather data since 1884. And it was, the summer has not started yet, but the April has already seen records. And so that should make us think, because that will sooner or later hit everybody. Even Bangladesh had seen the longest heat heat wave or heat wave since 75 years on 30 consecutive days. You have seen 36 degrees and more. And most of the time it was around 40 degrees and more. So that is, of course, terrible. And you cannot, what will you do in such an such a situation? And so both these heat heat periods and rainy periods are arriving more frequently and more intense. So you see more heat and you see more rain at the same time. The problem is always that the people, when it is very hot, forget that the rain will follow. They always say, oh, there's no rain, it's very hot. And when it is raining, they don't think about the heat. Okay, the heat, you cannot protect yourself. You can protect yourself in a way that you have better insulation in your buildings, that you have that you perhaps include a basement, then you have natural cooling from Mother Earth in a way. And you can add air cons, of course, and include a better air con system with higher efficiency. Yeah, these are the things what I call climate change. And at the end, it's not climate change; it's climate changing already. The revolution is already here. These were only a few examples. So let's move to the regions. As you know, I talk and I report about Asia. So in Southeast Asia, that was the same. I mentioned Thailand and the Philippines already. Currently, it's very, very hot in the Philippines, around 40 degrees and more. And people are really suffering. And they suffer the more if at the same time you don't have electricity and you don't have water, what happened several times. So without electricity, all the pumps are not working, and without pumps, no water supply. So that is really hard for the people. But I talk about the flooding and the heavy rain. So all these countries in Southeast Asia, so whether it is the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, Indonesia, Thailand, and of course Cambodia and Myanmar, what else belongs, Laos and Bahrain. No, not Bahrain. Bahrain is in the Middle East. In Southeast Asia, they see all this rain, and that is terrible. And that is not only destroying the cheaper, the simpler houses. And by the way, that has a high value for the owners. For them, it costs a fortune, perhaps. If they lose the only car, they cannot simply go to the next car shop and buy a new one. For the rich people, they don't really feel it. They go to the next car shop, they buy a new Mercedes or whatever it is. But however, perhaps you love your Mercedes you have, and then you want to protect it. And why to spend money for a new Mercedes if you can protect it for compared less money compared to the value of the car? And this water protection, these flood barriers will serve you, I always say, for the next 100 years with a good maintenance plan. So that is an alternative. If you hear, by the way, some background noise, that is because I'm sitting outdoor and watch the Dubai Creek, and there is some only a little traffic here below me, and sometimes it's a little bit more noisier. So please excuse that. This time I'm not recording in the studio. Yeah, in East Asia, it's a similar situation in Taiwan and South Korea, in China, Hong Kong, of course, and South Korea, I mentioned already. Japan, of course, they see terrible flooding situations and terrible heavy rain due to the typhoons, how it is called in this region in East Asia. South Asia with India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, it's the same thing, and the Maldives, it's the same thing. Terrible impact, and the flooding scenario is the same. It's the same building, and it doesn't play any role whether this building is located in Southeast Asia and East Asia, in America, in North America, in Europe. It's always the same. Water will get into the garage and flood the Mercedes that is inside, and then Mercedes is very happy because they can sell a brand new car if the people stay with the brand. And then the Middle East, that geographically belongs to Asia as well. And especially the Gulf region where I currently am. So I recorded here in Dubai, sitting at my second floor at this platform and watching the beautiful Burj Khalifa and the skyline and the illuminated Dubai Creek. I really can recommend to come to old Dubai and not to stay in the commercial and financial district. It's more beautiful. Yeah, and even here, they have seen a lot of rain. Just recently, Dubai was flooded, and that was the most heaviest rainfall they have seen in the past. And yeah, Qatar can tell similar stories, and Saudi Arabia and Oman, of course. They call it cyclones here at this area. Hurricanes at the U.S., the U.S., and so cyclones, hurricanes, typhoons, it's all the same. We, in Germany, we say it's bad weather. We don't have a name for that. But very soon we should also need to create a name, because right now they expect terrible rainfall during the next days in Germany. And so we have seen this heavy rainfall already 2 weeks ago, 1.5 weeks, 2 weeks ago, and it's not stopping. So you see, it doesn't play any role whether it is a country in Europe, whether it is a country in South America, North America, Africa, Australia, or Asia, or in the Middle East, where I am right now. So, yeah, what to do? At the end, for all, it is the same. You need the plan first. We always get increase from purchasing the procurement departments, and then they always say, oh, give me the best price, give me the best price until tomorrow. And then you ask two questions and nobody's able to answer, because they don't know the question and they don't know the answers either. And so it's really better to establish a plan first, because flood protection is not only putting barriers somewhere. Flood protection is think about the right technology first. Think about how you can still run your business, or yeah, operate in a way, whether it is a school, a hospital, an airport, or subway, or at your house, is it possible to close, to install the barriers when you are not around? Or is it easy enough that that perhaps your grandmother can do that? So all these things must be considered. Where to store the barriers, for instance, if it is a demountable flood barrier. People always forget that. Then I ask for it and say, oh, it's not important, we don't need. I said, what do you you don't need? Of course, you need a storage system for that. And that must be, shall it be centralized? Shall it be locally stored at the entrances? It depends also on the height. If you have a height of 2.40 meters, what we currently have in one project, then you need eight flood barriers already. With a height of 300 millimeters each. That means 8 pieces of barrier, and perhaps each is two meter long, 180 or something, it depends. So then you have 8 of these pieces, and perhaps with a length of 10 meters, you have already 40 of these barriers, 40 to 50. So you need a system for that. That is why I say start with a plan. And for a huge project, start with a plan for the plan. Establish the communication first before you start thinking about any engineering. That can be done easily. So I'm a German engineer, and I see that all the time, that the people start doing something without having any plan. I ask you one question. Would you start spending money for a high-rise building, 40 floors, and you just start to build it, to sign a contract about 100 million euro or dollars without having any plan, any geological study, any plan from your architect, any budget price for all the material? Of course not. You would never do that. And why you think you should do that and you can do that for a flood protection challenge? That is also not possible. So, yeah, plan first. And then you can choose at the end of the day, when you have done your engineering assessment, and then you have selected amongst the top 14 flood protection barriers. I consider them the best in the world. And we distinguish between four groups. Did I mention that already? I think I mentioned that several times. So group number one are the portable flood barriers. Portable is everything what is demountable, what can be mobile, like the Enero mobile flood barriers. And the R is demountable flood barriers. The R is windows cover, for instance, to protect the windows. And group number two are all flood doors and flood gates. So everything what can be used as a swinging system. System or pivoting as well. And system number three are automatic flood barriers. Everything that is dropping down, raising up, flipping up, or sliding, for instance. And even for this one, you have different modes of operation. So that must be considered as well. And last but not least, group number four are permanent glass flood barriers, glass flood barriers. So why glass? Like an aquarium, you remember that perhaps. That is what hotels need to protect the hotel with a breakfast room at the hotel site. And of course, you don't want to block the beautiful view of the guest taking the breakfast to the sea or to the mountain or to the landscape. So if not, they would feel like in jail, they would never come back again. And they have to pay for their night in jail. Oh my goodness, they will not do that. Okay, these are the four groups, and that's what unites all these people. I mentioned the climate change impact, and that has a strong impact on all countries, all regions worldwide. I explained a little bit the situation in Asia, starting in East Asia and then going westwards to the Middle East. Where I am right now, I record this podcast in Dubai, and that's why it is a little bit noisy outside. I hope you can tolerate that today. I'm not in my studio, and I'm here outside, and I enjoy the view of the Dubai Creek. I really can recommend that. That is very beautiful to see, and I can also see the Burj Khalifa with the blinking lights. And then at the end, if you want to protect your inventory, to save, to protect your family, your employees, the citizens using the public installations like airport, a hospital, or train stations, for instance. Then plan first. You need to plan for the plan. Then you start with the engineering assessment, then followed by the detailed engineering. And then finally, you can give everything to your procurement, because now and only now you really know how much money you need to spend. There's no way to do that earlier. Unless you have a very small, tiny project, then there are exceptions possible, but you need definitely a plan. That is what a German engineer says. We always have a plan. All German engineers have plans. And perhaps you decide on your own why German cars are high-end and normal. I will not say preferred. There are also other good cars in the world. But people normally appreciate the quality of the German cars. And there is a reason also for other products coming from Germany, also from Switzerland and Austria, of course. There are so beautiful products in Switzerland and in Austria. And not to forget Sweden, because our Enero mobile flood barrier is a product coming from Sweden. So, yeah, that's it for today. That was another episode live from Dubai. Flood protection secrets. And if you like this episode, then please subscribe to this channel if you haven't done yet, and tell it to your friends, to your employees, to your family members, and stay tuned and stay safe and flood free.